Novel Audio presents The Inconvenient Indian, A Curious Account of Native People in North America, by Thomas King. Read for you by Lauren Cardinal. Prologue. Warm Toast and Porcupines. I am the Indian, and the burden lies yet with me. Rita Joe. Poems of Rita Joe. About 15 years back, a bunch of us got together to form a drum group. John Samozzi, one of our lead singers, suggested we call ourselves the Pesky Redskins. Since we couldn't sing all that well, John argued, we needed a name that would make people smile and encourage them to overlook our musical deficiencies. We eventually settled on the Wachiwasa Singers, which was a more stately name. Sandy Benson came up with it, and as I remember, Wachiwasa is Ojibwe for far away. Appropriate enough, since most of the boys who sit around the drum here in Guelph, Ontario, come from somewhere other than here. John's from Saskatoon. Sandy calls Rama home. Harold Rice was raised on the coast of British Columbia. Mike Duke's home community is near London, Ontario. James Gordon is originally from Toronto. I hail from California's Central Valley, while my son Benjamin was born in Lethbridge, Alberta, and was dragged around North America with his older brother and younger sister. I don't know where he considers home to be. Anishinaabe, Métis, Coastal Salish, Cree, Cherokee. We have nothing much in common. We're all Aboriginal and we have the drum. That's about it. I had forgotten about Pesky Redskins, but it must have been kicking around in my brain because when I went looking for a title for this book, something with a bit of irony to it, there it was. Pesky Redskins, A Curious History of Indians in North America. Problem was, no one else liked the title. Several people I trust told me that Pesky Redskins sounded too flip, and in the end I had to agree. Native people haven't been so much pesky as we've been inconvenient. So I changed the title to The Inconvenient Indian, A Curious History of Native People in North America.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?